This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is April. I'm calling from Oberlin, Ohio. I'm an EPP member. Love the show, guys. Cool. Thank you so much for doing what you do. So my coworker asked me for a ride home tonight because he just got a new house and he shares a car with his roommate. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. I'll take you home. So he's like, hey, you want to see the house? I was like, okay. He had just moved in Saturday. It's Friday today. So he's lived there roughly 6 days, give or take. So he shows me around the house. Then we go outside and, there's a nice big garage in the back. And he's like, it has a built-in work room. Do you want to see it? And I was like, sure. And I'm looking around and you can tell they've got, you know, some of their boxes and storage stuff sitting out there. And on top of one of the boxes, of course, there's a Ouija board. And, I'm kind of a goofball. So I look at it and like, I walk around and I start hissing at it jokingly. And, my friend was like, you don't like Ouija boards? And I was like, no, not particularly. And the light in the garage went from the normal yellow light that you would have, you know, in a garage to this really weird luminescent blue. And, my friend just starts laughing and he's like, well, that wasn't weird or anything. And I was like, no, not at all. I'm leaving the garage now. And, I was like, please tell me that that happens often. You've lived here for 6 days. Please tell me that that's something normal. And he's like, hasn't happened yet. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't like that. And he's like, well, I love my Ouija board. And so I left and I got in my car getting ready to drive home. And I had seen that my fiance had texted me. So I gave him a call and told him, you know, I was on my way home. And I was telling him about looking at Thorne's new house and how cool it was. Or my friend's new house. Yeah, Thorne. And I was, here's where it gets really funny. I was like, oh, and guess what he had in his garage? Because my fiance knows that, you know, I love the paranormal and I've made him listen to your guys' show. He said it's some of the creepiest things that he's ever heard in his life because he's not, you know, super into the paranormal. Especially there was a shadow man one that just drove him insane. We were driving back from Florida and I was forcing him to listen to the show and he's like, I don't like it. Turn it off. And, I was like, oh, guess what Thorne had in his garage? And he was like, what? And I was like, a Ouija board. And before I knew it, my radio in my car, like at that instance, had went back to just playing radio instead of him talking to me through the car. And I'm like, what just happened? My phone had just hung up, didn't even make the ba-doop end call or call ended if the other person had, no, it just hung up. And I was like, okay. So then he calls me back and he's like, what happened? I was like, I don't know. That was really weird. He was like, yeah, I know. And he's like, what were you saying? I was like, oh, Thorne had a Ouija board, and then it cut out again. Like, it didn't hang up, but I couldn't hear him. He couldn't hear me. And he comes back, and he's like, hello? He's like, can you hear me? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, did you hear about Thorne's Ouija board? And then all he just hears, hello? And he's like, can you hear me now? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I don't know what's going on. I'll just see you at home. And I was like, okay. Love you, too. Bye. And I was just really weird. And I was cracking up, driving home. I'm like, I can't wait to call in because I thought they'd get a mighty good kick out of that. So thank you so much, guys. Love the show.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.